Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on a bench with Mafia and 844-843-6879 is the number. So 99-91 Heat, a minute and a half left and rolling. Heat have the Rock, the Dragons chilling the most with it right now. Shot clock down to 5, and they lead by 8, and he's going to pull up, and he misses the 3. Boy, this guy hits dagger threes when you least expect it, and he teardrops them in. He means business. The Dragon, Goran Dragic. Love him. Love his game. That white boy can play flat out. I have to tell you, Mafia, I have in the corner of my eye Oklahoma game with Texas. I cannot believe, I truly cannot believe what's happened to Oklahoma and Lon Kruger's team. It's just inexplicable to me. I have now, that's going to be 3 and you're out. 3 strikes, you're out. 3 misses in a row. I lost both games to Oklahoma State betting on them, thinking that they would come back in the second game and win that, at the very least, at home. And they lost that. They lost both games to the Cowboys. And then tonight at home, they're going to lose to Texas. I mean, it is unbelievable. Now, they're down 4 with a minute and a half left. It's not over, but they can't hit the broadside of a barn. Now it's a 2-point game, so they're still alive, 63-61 Texas. And I just, honestly, I have to say that if they lose this game, which, you know, they very well could, or maybe they'll save face, maybe it'll go to overtime and they'll win, who knows. But there's just a minute 10 left, and Texas has the ball. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're desperate. Honestly, they're 14-8, 9-7. They're going to make the tournament without a doubt. Oh, what a power jam in the paint. Are you kidding me? Sims with a throwdown, two-handed tomahawk. Just the full-effect jam with both hands right in the block. He just came down. I'm surprised the whole rim didn't come down to the ground. What a finish. Grown man. So anyway, 65-61 Texas. My point being with a minute left is that, Oklahoma is just wilting. I mean, they are just absolutely limping their way out of this season. I mean, it's gotten really drastic. It has. You can't even deny it. Think of this. They beat Iowa State on the 20th. Then they lost in Manhattan to Kansas State. I'll never forget that game. I lost money on that game, too. And then Oklahoma State beat them 94-90, and that was the last game in February in overtime. They lose by 4. Then here comes March. They lose at Stillwater by 4 again. That was Monday, this Monday night. And now here they are on Thursday night, and they're losing by 4 to Texas with 52 seconds left. I mean, honestly, they have absolutely collapsed. If you go back to the double overtime win in Morgantown, 91-90, I don't know what the hell happened to him. I can't even believe it. I just can't even believe it. Ever since they played Kansas State, they've gone to hell in a bucket. We welcome in our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map, Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on the Bench. I'm Pharrell with Mafia. There you go. Everybody's happy. So I just can't believe how badly they're just coiffing. They're just done in my book. Like, they're going to lose this game, it looks like. I mean, they need a miracle right now. They need a three. They need a three ball and a turnover, a missed free throw, something. They need buckets. I mean, they're down two possessions already. And I just feel like I thought they looked bad losing those two to Oklahoma State. In that, I mean, Cunningham and Oklahoma State just got it done against them. It didn't matter where the games were. They won both by four. They win one of them in overtime. And then now you lose to Texas on your home floor in Norman. Like, I got to tell you, I think I'm done with Oklahoma. And now they're within two again, 42 seconds left. I think, and I could be wrong, maybe they'll win the game. Who knows? But I'm just saying, like, even if they win this game, miraculously somehow pull it off, I just think there's something wrong with them here at the end of the road. You know what I mean? End of the season. They're getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. They're getting ready for the NCAA tournament. And you're losing all these big games. I mean, at some point, you have to win these games. You have to win one or two of them. You can't lose all of them. And what they've done is Lon Kruger's team, the Sooners, have gone out and lost all of them. How do you lose to Kansas State? Honestly, they suck. And everybody in Manhattan knows it. Little Manhattan. I got the crabs there once. Anyway, I'm telling you, this is going to hurt them. They are not recovering from this. If they don't steal this game right here, I'm telling you, you cannot lose out. You can't lose like your last four games or whatever and then think you're just going to turn it on in the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament. I thought they were a dangerous team. I no longer believe that at all about Oklahoma.
We know things are nuts out there. You need something to depend on.
That's where we come in.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else.
Depend on it.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell with you and Mafia. Mafia tells me all the time, like, he's telling me right now in my ear, let me listen. I'll just repeat what he's saying to me. Do the freak story. Do the freak story with Les Miles. Get your swerve on? I don't even know what that means. He just told me to do the freak story and get your swerve on. I don't know what that means, but I'll tell you what it is. This is what he wants. I'll give it to him. An internal investigation. Hold on a second. He's saying one other thing to me. What's a show unless we ruin someone's life? Wait. We got to get the pervert stories in every night if we want to be... What? Anyway, I can't follow.
Without realizing it, I like you.
That was Mafia right there. He's very busy, so sometimes he has an artificial intelligence version of himself that speaks. Listen to it again. You can tell that he's concerned about me.
You say filthy things without realizing it. I like you.
You can tell that's like a robot. We have like robot of Mafia now that like runs the show when he's, you know, doing other things. He's busy. He's got like, he's doing shows out the ying. He's got my shows, his shows, other people's shows. He's got so many shows. I mean, you know, I always hear these people talking about how much they work. No one works more than Mafia. So he built through my friend in Vegas, He built a robot of himself, and this thing is very nifty. Does everything. Runs the show like butter. You just heard him right there. An investigation at LSU accused former coach Les Miles of getting his freaking swerve on. What? What? Wait, who put that in there? Of inappropriate behavior toward female students, but did not find that Miles had relations with any of them, is one way of looking at it, or sexual relationships with any of them. He denies that they didn't find that he slept with any of them. He denies it vehemently. According to the USA Today and ESPN, Miles was accused, and this was obtained by ESPN via USA Today. Fair enough. So according to the investigative report, first reported on by the USA Today and obtained by ESPN, Miles was accused of contacting female students via Facebook and text, meeting them off campus alone, and allegedly kissing at least one of them. Hey, now.
I don't want to swear, but what the bleep are you doing, dude?
I mean, come on. According to the report, Miles strongly denies kissing the student and said he didn't do anything wrong and that he was mentoring young women.
Homie, don't play that.
I have heard it all, Mafia. Your boy, Les, he said he was mentoring young women.
Looks like we got ourselves a ladies' man.
What do we got here, Houdini?
Looks like we got ourselves a ladies' man.
What do we got here? Anyway, he was mentoring young women. I'll bet he was mentoring something. Athletic department staff accused Miles of saying that female student employees who helped lure top recruits to the football team, quote, allegedly, quote, needed to have a certain look, end quote. Further implying that meant attractive, blonde, and fit, according to the report. And if existing student employees didn't fit that description, they would be given fewer hours or fired. Period. All I know is, it sounds to me like Les wanted, frankly, Mafia, hot chicks being involved in recruiting players and hooking up with him off campus for, you know, a couple scoops of ice cream. It's immense.
Yeah, I mean, this is nothing new. This isn't the first time we've heard this, whether it be here or other schools doing this where, you know, they have the hot, you know, young chicks trying to get these guys to come there. It's, you know, we saw it. You remember He Got Game? Jesus Shellsworth, where, you know, shows up in the room and there's the two chicks half naked. Like, of course they had hot chicks trying to recruit these guys. I want these guys to think, hey, these are girls you could date. You've come here. Anything they could do to get them to come to the school, right?
So the lawyer for Miles said the release of the investigation was done by this law firm on behalf of LSU should put an end to the baseless, inaccurate media reports that Coach Miles engaged in an inappropriate touching of an athletic department student volunteer 8 years ago, end quote. As the report concludes, the allegation that Coach Miles attempted to kiss the woman was supported by no evidence and warranted no discipline. We do not believe under existing law in terms of the contract there is cause to discipline and or terminate Coach Miles. Coach Miles denied
hey,
that.
Hey,
as,
I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Hey. Hey, have you ever been mentored? Miles denied them then, denies them now, and that there was ever any kind of said conduct. It did not occur. Gee, damn it. End quote. Period.
There's a perfectly reasonable explanation for a 54-year-old man at the time to invite teenage girls to his apartment to not try to sleep with him. Yeah, we believe that.
Miles' attorney said a second woman made a similar allegation that was not supported in the findings either. According to the investigative report, that woman's demeanor and inconsistent vague statements are such that she does not appear to be a reliable source of information. The woman claimed, according to the report, that she was subjected to unwanted touching. End quote. Here's another one. We were unable to determine what occurred in Miles' car, where the woman said Miles had kissed her twice. In spite of no verdict about what actually occurred, there can be little doubt that the conduct, if true, is inappropriate, unacceptable, and that even with accepting Miles' version of what happened, it appears that he has shown poor judgment in placing himself in that situation in which the student employee might be uncomfortable, and he or she and or he can be subject to such a complaint. As a result, LSU gave Miles a reprimand, a letter of reprimand. He was ordered to stop hiring student employees to babysit. Hey, can you babysit my dog while I...
You're in big trouble, mister.
While I go get a sawed-off shotgun after I saw my dog savagely eat the skunk last night. Came to my door covered in blood like Cujo, and then slept in the garage. And then I took him to the hospital. He got scrubbed. He's good to go. He's good to go now. So
he's a big boy. He knows what he said.
He knows what he said. He knows what he did. He's a savage. But he did not have relations with those girls at LSU, my dog Boston. He did not do it, Mafia, as you know. Boston, he may have snapped the skunk's neck and eaten the skunk and the blood of the skunk. He drank from his chalice. The dog did not sleep with those women. You know what? I mean, on a bright note, he wanted blondes only. God bless him, Mafia, for that. I always found when I was surfing in Huntington Beach that the blonde chicks looked better surfing. It had something to do with the bikinis and the sunshine and the direct apex of the sun to the water and the cascading bouncing of the reflection into their face and hair, shining the blonde hair further along. And Les Miles does not know how to surf, but he likes hooking up for ice cream with girls off campus. That is awesome. Good luck in Lawrence with him. All right, Eric Walden covers the Jazz for the Trib out in Salt Lake Shakers, and we thought we'd bring him on the bench tonight. Eric, my man, so thanks for coming on. I got to say, just so you know, like, I was on TV today ranting and raving, and I did it on the show already tonight. I'm not a fan of the refs in the NBA. I think they ruin a lot of games. And I get sick and tired of hearing how they're the best in the world. I want to know what, I'd hate to see what the worst are. But I got to tell you, they make me sick to my stomach. And especially the way they throw out superstar players now, like it's like they're having a bagel or something. I don't understand. Like Devin Booker, that's the guy I want to watch. You're throwing him out of the game because he what, smiled? And then spied last night in a crucial moment. If you ask me, they throw him out. Like, what made you more upset, the ejection or the bad calls that led to it?
Oh, you know, you could kind of see the ejection coming. Like, I'm with you. I thought it was stupid. I think in that situation where, you know, there've been some, to put it charitably for them, generous calls or questionable calls or dubious calls or whatever, you know, I think you need to give the guy a little leeway to have a freak out in that case, you know, to say, what are you doing? And, you know, as you mentioned, they're not having it. You know, JJ Redick tossed because he put some spin on the ball, throwing it back to the ref. Devin Booker tossed for, again, like, who knows why. You know, at least we know why Donovan Mitchell got tossed, which is because he was letting them have it, you know. But again, like, what are they expecting at that point? You know, like, the Jazz are clearly feeling like the rest have gone against him. Like they're not getting the same whistle that the Sixers are. And obviously you don't expect the referees to agree with that, but it's like when clearly that's been the way the game is trending since, you know, the last minute of regulation when you had the Royce O'Neal play, right? So right, you've had right. 6 minutes of game time in which they pretty clearly feel like they're getting jobbed. And then you're going to toss the guy because he calls you out on a call he disagrees with. So, yeah, it right. seemed pretty silly.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. Like, I mean, oh, it drives me nuts. Like, you know, there's so many calls. Like, I watch every night, right? I watch every game, everywhere, every night. I watch, you know, all of them. And I'm watching calls that, like, have nothing to do with where the ball is in the offense and where the play is or where the shot is or where the, you know, a real foul was committed, like in the block or something, like a legit hard foul. But they're like calling like ticky-tack, nickel dime out on the wing. A guy touches a guy and as they're inbounding the ball that's 25 feet away from the ball. It makes no sense to me. Like, it's like ruining the games. Like, and you know it's a problem when the players are like willing to eat fines to call them out because they suck. Am I crazy?
Right. No, I mean, you're right on the money with that, right? Like, the thing that constantly pisses fans off and players off about referees right. is lack of consistency, right? Like, for all of time in the history of basketball, you know, so long as there's been referees, there's been players complaining about referees, right? But right. you also hear, you know, so long as they're consistent with it, we can accept it, you know, agree or disagree, we can accept it as long as they're consistent. And really what you heard from the Jazz last night was they felt like it wasn't consistent. You know, Mike Conley's getting hit by Joel Embiid on a shot and nothing's called. You know, Donovan Mitchell's getting hit on a three-pointer and nothing's called. And then conversely, man, you know, Donovan hooks Ben Simmons a tiny little bit, and he's getting an offensive foul for that in a crucial moment. It's just that kind of stuff that really set him off. You know, they're like, where's the consistency to it? Like, some of these things are occurring no less than 3 feet from you, and you're letting it go. You're swallowing your whistle. And then on the other end, you know, you're sending someone to the free throw line. So that's really what set him off.
Do you think that – like that this is like, I know this is kind of on the side, it's a problem that bothers them and they get mad, but like, I know for a fact that, you know, I heard him when he was talking after the game saying, you know, we don't really complain, we don't get involved, all we do is play, and we don't let anything get in the way of what we're trying to accomplish and all this other nonsense. The reality is, like, you know as well as I do, that the fans in Salt Lake City are some of the most intense, foul-mouthed fans in the league, and that's just all there is to it. And if you go to a game there, you will learn in a hurry that, frankly, God isn't in that building that night, you know, because I've gone skiing out there and it's really, really, it's really holy, but not at that arena. He doesn't go to the games, apparently, because I've heard some just absolute, you know, I'm telling it like it is. All I want to know is that when I heard that guy say, we don't complain, what the fans in Salt Lake are so intense toward refs. If I were a ref, I wouldn't even want to work there. They take so much abuse. You know, that's true, right?
Oh, man. Oh, that's without a doubt true. That is 150% true. You know, I mean, my Twitter timeline over the last 24 hours has been nonstop with people responding to my story about what these guys said, you know. And beyond that, you know, like Donovan and Rudy saying, hey, you know, we're nice guys, we don't talk about it. Like, come on. The Mike nice Conley guys. Never getting technical in his career, that's legit, right? Mike Conley's a legit nice guy. You cannot watch a Utah Jazz game without witnessing Bojan Bogdanović, like, just stop and scream at a referee like four times a game over what he perceives to be a missed call, right? So, yeah,
he can shoot though. I like his claim,
but
yeah, I'm saying
it's a little bit of a ridiculous claim, but we'll accept. Yeah, I mean, and he's a great player, right? And probably there are some times where maybe he does get fouled on the follow through or whatever, but like them claiming, you know, we always let it go. Not quite. Maybe they're, you know, not as bad about it as other teams are. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt with that. But I mean, you know, we're in a place where they feel like they're not viewed as superstars, and referees make superstar calls. And so, you know, their perception is they're coming out on the short end of the stick with that.
Do you think, let me ask you lastly, respectfully, I got 2 minutes. Tell me if you think that they'll, you know, in the playoffs, because they're obviously one of the best teams in the league. So on paper, we should assume, I believe, that they should have a shot at the, you know, they're going to be conference finals. They should be playing in those games, right? And if they open their mouths now and start crying about the refs, which is what it's coming across as, that they're complaining, they're going to get fined, everything else. But if they do it then, do you think, like, if they lose and don't make it to the NBA Finals and they are complaining about refs, that now they'll have lost a 3-1 lead 1 year, and then the next year they complain the whole year about the refs and lost in the playoffs complaining about the refs instead of just bawling? Because, you know, I've been teched up 50 million times, and I play with Mafia, and he'll say, you know, you've been teched up 50 million times. Shut your face. Like, you just, after a while, you just have to shut up and play. Shut up and play and pretend like they're not there, and then all of a sudden you start winning. No one ever complains when they're winning. They complain when they're losing. Do you think that the Jazz, and I know I've taken up a minute of it, do you think, give me 1 minute on if you think they'll shut up and play?
Yeah, I think this will probably be the last thing that you hear from the Jazz this season about, you know, this alleged conspiracy about that the referees in the NBA have towards small market non-superstar teams. You know, I think they've said their piece, they've made it known. This is how we feel. They hope that by doing it, you know, they're creating a conversation within the league saying, you know, is something happening? Is there some implicit bias? I think the rest of the year, you're just going to see them play. And, you know, if they're good enough to get it done, they will. And if they're, you know, beat by a better team, that's what they'll chalk it up to.
Do you think I still got 30 seconds. Do you think that they can get to the finals? Do you think that they're, because they got the best record, they're the best team. A lot of people think that they're a joke, that they won't make it again. Do you think they'll make it?
I think from watching this team, it feels different than previous Jazz teams. I'll say that. As for whether they can get there, you know, it's hard to bet against LeBron James and the Lakers in the playoffs until somebody knocks them off, right? So I'll say I think they've got a decent shot, but, you know, they're going to have to go through LeBron to do it.
What could be worse than having to put up with that again? I don't want to watch him win again with the Lakers. Thank you very much, ma'am. I mean, honestly, I can't take it. I can't. And then watching him get 50 million free throws a game, I'll have a heart attack. They'll have to get a defibrillator out for me. Eric Walden of the Salt Lake Trib, always a pleasure, my man. We'll catch up real soon next time there's some big story out there. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll do it again, Scott.
All right. Eric Walden.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Let's go to our boy George in North Jersey. He's on the bench, waxing up late night. What's up, George?
What's up, Scotty? How you doing, buddy? Long time no talk.
How you been, George?
Things are good, man. Things look good on your end.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. It's strange because, you know, usually I've seen you in life through basketball and coaching, and you're a great coach. And you coach my kids through their youth playing basketball in AAU and everything. And now they're, like, getting big and in high school and junior high, and they're both balling. But I'd see you at all those games, and then you'd see me playing, and then the COVID eventually, I played for like 10 months underground, and then it all got annihilated because of COVID. Everyone I knew, everyone I know got COVID, and it just sucked, and it ruined it. And I haven't played in like 2 months, and it's just absolutely killing me. I mean, I can't even, the first thing I think of when I hear you're on the line is basketball, and that I, you know, can't play anymore. It just sucks. Like, I played the whole time COVID was going on. I played nonstop 5 times a week. And then finally it bit us, and it got everyone sick, and then their families got sick, and then their families turned on them, and those guys, all of them stopped balling. Sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I remember texting you a few times after a few Ferrellas, and then I mean, I didn't know that whole thing happened, but geez, I wanted to play with you guys. I haven't played with you ever in my life, which is a big thing, because we've known each other for like 2 or 3 years. Like you said, I coached your kid. We should definitely ball together after this whole thing's over in a few months, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with all your those friends of yours and your, you know, the basketball guys that you coach with and work with through the years. I played with all them, and then it's weird. I've never played with you, but the games I play in, I mean, even the ones with like Joe and them, Joe, all of Joe's friends can ball. I mean, those games are pretty good. Those are, you know, several D1 players that are coaches now or whatever. They still can ball for sure. And then the games I played in underground during the COVID were, they were even better than that. I mean, well, I think, you know, Joe's game was incredible, but I played with guys that are just as good, that all, you know, played in high school and college or whatever. And these guys are just shredding. I've told you the games are insane. I mean, they're insane. Outside games are violent. I mean, you name it, it went down. And then indoors was just a lot, faster and somewhat safer, because you're not playing on cement out in the middle of a park where, you know, you blow out there. If you go down out there, you go home bleeding. So, and then fights break out there way more than indoors. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the air. I don't know. Maybe the wind blowing. I don't know. But people start throwing fists. And I've seen it all outdoors. And indoors, people don't do that because they know they'll get thrown out. Anyway, my man George, do you think, Mafia, what do you think at that point? Do you think George passed out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, George, he's usually feeling pretty good by the time he gets a hold of us.
Did you feel that, like, large moment of nothingness at the end of my conversation?
Yep, we just lost him.
I think he was out cold. I don't know. That's awesome. Maybe, you know what? He may have capitalized on the new reefer laws in New Jersey, which have been very liberal lately. Now you can smoke weed in New Jersey legally. Everyone, including my dog, who eats skunks and now smokes bong rips, hangs out and chills by the fire.
He smokes skunk weed. He eats skunk butt.
He does. The dog.
He just eats the carcass. He doesn't go for the skunk weed. He likes the smell. I said, go right for the source. Don't go for the plant. Go right for the source and the animal.
I'm telling you. I got to see these dog. Late scores. He is dumb. I'll give you that. But He's nasty. Oh, he's violent. Ferocious, nasty, violent, and bloodthirsty. And he's a savage. He's
Cujo. I'm one of the few people that dog like really likes. I wonder with all the time that I've not been around, like how he responded to me if he finally saw me again, you know, a year later at this point. He might have forgotten me and go try to attack me now.
He hasn't seen you in a long time. Maybe I don't know. I think he remembers everybody else that comes around, you know, like once every 3 or 4 months. He seems to remember all of them. And then if he doesn't know you, he can be just nasty. It's awesome having an attack dog. I got a keeper over here. This thing's he's the devil. The dog is evil. The Blazers are up 86-85 on the Kings at the Moda in Rip City, but it's in the third, 1:42 left, so plenty of time left, and that one's going to be high scoring. And then the Suns are up. That lead's a little shorter now, 87-73 over the Warriors. Going to the fourth, I cannot believe, Mafia, that game was not on TV tonight. They had the Heat Pelicans. Why didn't they play that game earlier, an hour earlier, and then played the Warriors and Suns late night? Because Curry and Green weren't playing. That's why they didn't show that game. What do you think? Or do you think it was just like they weren't going to show it anyway?
They did that national TV schedule, you know, months out. They had no idea those guys were going to play for this game, but I think it was just that I don't think they're showing many Warrior games unless they're playing the Lakers or Bucks or something like that. Nets. I mean, those are their favorite teams. Unless you're playing one of those teams right now, you're not getting on national TV.
Will you watch the All-Star game on Sunday?
No. Hell no. I mean, the only time I've ever watched it really is like the skills competition. Then I check in on the score every now and then if I was crazy enough to put a bet, which is always the over because there's no point betting a side. It's just that they're all going to score a million points. But I've never sat and actually watched the NBA All-Star game in its entirety, probably in 20 years.
So I just want you to know that I just see this Wayne Gretzky's dad has died. He posted a message. He's the reason I fell in love with the game of hockey. So I don't know much more than that, other than it's sadness that Janet and I share the news of the passing of my dad. He battled Parkinson's and health issues these last few years, but he never let it get him down. For my sister and my three brothers, Dad was our team captain. He guided, protected, and led our family every day, every step of the way. He was the reason I fell in love with the game of hockey. He inspired me to be the best I could be, not just in the game of hockey, but in life. I miss him so much. But know that he's back with our mom, and that brings me and my family peace. He truly was the great one and the proudest Canadian we know. We love you, Dad. Boom. Wayne Gretzky's dad dies. He's larger than life up there. Are you kidding me? And here. And L.A. Honestly, New York. You got to see him at the end, right, Mafia? Didn't you get to see him play at the end of his career? Weren't you like in high school or something like that?
Yeah, I saw the last few years with the Rangers when he came in to reunite with Messier, and then Messier never played. He was always injured during those years. But, you know, that was some of the lean years with the Rangers, too. Those were some of the non-playoff years that, you know, we all just suffered through despite having the greatest player to ever lace him up.
But it was still cool having him in a Rangers uniform every night.
Of course. You know, you always love, you know, getting the great ones in there, some of the best players. I mean, that was what the Rangers, you know, forte was. Back then, before they put the salary cap in after that lockout in the 2000s, was, oh, there's a big name that's available. We're going to trade for him, or we're going to sign him. We're just going to throw money around left and right. And it didn't always work out, of course. There's a lot of, you know, chemistry issues and guys just not being in their prime anymore, but still making big money off of them. But, yeah, you know, guys like him coming through was always awesome to see, despite, you know, not even just that. You know, of course, the ones that they had built before that, you know, having Messier, who didn't even build, but, you know, got early enough in his career. You know, Brian Leetch for his whole career, you know, Graves, Richter, it was awesome to watch those guys play.
Yeah, no doubt. So that sucks. His dad died. I've been through that. It sucks. It is what it is. So I'm sure everybody in Canada and L.A., New York, wherever they love Wayne Gretzky, feel bad for him with the passing of his dad. They announced the teams, by the way, for the All-Star game. Team LeBron has LeBron, Giannis, Curry, Doncic, Joker, Dame Time, Ben Simmons, Chris Paul, CP3, Jaylen Brown, PG-13, Sabonis, and Rudy Gobert. Team Durant has Kyrie, JoJo, Claw, Beal, Tatum, Beard, D-Book, Zion, LaVine, Julius Randle, Vucevic, and Mitchell. There you go. Spiders on that team. Which one do you think's better? Which one do you think's better, Mavia? LeBron's team? You know, with his boy, you know, Freak, Curry, Doncic, Joker, Dame Time, and Simmons, CP3, Brown, PG, Sabonis, Gobert, or Durant's team with the rest of them?
I like LeBron's team. I think they're awesome. I mean, both teams are going to be awesome, obviously. But when you get your last two picks are Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, I mean, that just shows you how loaded that team is. And I love how, let's see, Zion, LeBron, George, like how many of these guys that are playing in this All-Star game didn't play the last game of their, you know, first half of the season for their teams. But I'm sure the NBA has no problem with that. All these rules about sitting out for games, I'm sure they had no problem with those guys sitting out this game, though, so they could play for the All-Star game, right?
Of course. So anyway, let's see what happened here late night. This game, I knew this game would be good. In the second half, Eastern Kentucky 42-39 on Austin Peay. That's a really good game going on in the Ohio Valley. There you go. So some of these late night games, I just want to see. Iowa blew out Nebraska big. How about that one? 102-64. Texas won the game over Oklahoma by 4. Colorado, that was ugly with Arizona State. Very ugly, but Colorado won it in Boulder, 75-61. The first half of that game was an absolute turnover mess. San Francisco blew out San Diego and covered the 8. Northern Iowa by 5 over Illinois State. Central Florida by 4 over East Carolina. Utah State, 72-59 over Wyoming. I think they covered Wyoming, that number. I think they were getting like 16. There you go. All right, Mavi, I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4. We'll come back and wrap this up and check out these final scores in the NBA. All right, so the Kings are up 95-92 on the Blazers. Dame Time has 29, 5 threes. And then your boy Enes Kanter, 18 points and 17 boards. 9 of 13, efficient at the 10. Yes. Melo's got 12, Buddy Hield 16. Make it Fox on top with 17 now. Barnes 17. They both went over that lid within the last minute because Hield was leading them in scoring a couple minutes ago. So all of a sudden, but they're on top by 3 with 8.5 to go at the Moda in Rip City. The Warriors are down 99-83 to the Suns. 6 minutes left in that game in the Valley. I just wanted to see here. Wiggins has 16. For the Warriors, and then you got everybody getting involved. Crowder, 14, 8, and 11, and 10, the double-double. And then CP3, 10, 4, and 3. D-Book has 16, 5, and 6. Nader, 12. Payne, 12. Sarich, 9. They're all going off. 103-85. There you go. And then hockey. I'm 8-1 in hockey plays tonight, Mafia. You're loving life with me. 8-0 the other night, 8-0. Now tonight, 8-1. But the Canucks are leading the Leafs 2-1 in the third with 16 minutes to go. I hit the Flyers, Canes, Jets, Rangers, Islanders, Lightning, Panthers, Flames, and I got that Stars game run. They lost to the Jackets 3-2. So there you go. There's some late-night games. Eastern Kentucky 51-42 on Austin P with about 15 minutes left in that game in the OVC. All right, Mafia, great job. Be cool. I'll see you freaks tomorrow on Coast to Coast and on a bench.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.